On the 19th of May at the Tate Modern in London, the winner of the 2026 International Booker Prize was announced. And for the first time ever, the International Booker was taken out by a book translated from Taiwanese Mandarin. It's called Taiwan Travelogue, and it was written by Yang Shuangzi and translated into English by Lin King. Now, I must admit, I haven't yet had the chance to read Taiwan Travelogue. My Taiwanese Mandarin is not up to scratch, and, well, I don't really have a good excuse for not reading the English version, but I have read from notional cover to cover the fascinating commentary on these developments in the conversation by Dr. Meifeng Guo, lecturer in contemporary Chinese culture and history at Macquarie University's School of International Studies. Meifeng, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Hi, Julian.
Now, your piece says that the latest International Book Prize winner reveals a Taiwan that many Australians have never seen. So tell us a bit about the Japanese colonial period, which is the focus of the story in Taiwan Travelogue.
Definitely. So Japan occupies Taiwan in 1895. It colonized Taiwan for 50 years until 1945. Japanese colonizing in Taiwan was quite complicated. Japan build railways, hospital, school.
So there's modernization happening, but in the colonial context, which as we know, can be very brutal.
Yeah, particularly by 1938, Japan's empire was moving toward Southeast Asia and the Pacific, and Taiwan was along Japan. So colonial government needed Taiwan to look civilized. So by 1938, the Taiwanese people were required to take a Japanese name, speak only Japanese, and also practice Japanese religion.
Right.
You know, on one side, modernization, but on the other hand, that is the Taiwan can have its own language, can have its own identity.
Yeah, right. So the price of modernization is a sort of cultural repression. And that is something which is really at the heart of Taiwan Travelogue. How is it that Yang Shuangzi, the author, actually came to this idea of focusing on the colonial period for this novel?
I think there are two answers, a political one and a personal one. Political answer, when Yang Shuangzi begin to find whatever she wrote, maybe a few weeks later, they will pop up in a Chinese website.
Right, okay, so her works are being pirated by the mainland.
So her response was a quite creative decision. She decided, okay, I'm going to write something they don't understand and they can't copy. So that's how she began to write a colonial history. The reason she began to write this novel is to answer who am I and who are the Taiwanese. If you want to understand Taiwanese identity, you definitely need to understand Taiwan's history and you can't ignore the colonial past. That is a political reason. So the personal answer why the Yang Shuangzi choose the Japanese colonial period is because of her sister. Yang Shuangzi in fact is the pen name and that means twins.
So her pen name actually means twins.
Yes. So the real author's name is Yang Ruoci and her sister is called Yang Ruohui. More than 10 years ago, this twin sister began to write a novel. However, the younger sister passed away about 10 years ago. Yeah, but the sister continued the legacy, continued the writing. So Yang Ruohui took her sister's name and finished the book they had built together. So I would say, the colonial period isn't just a political choice for Yang Shuangzi, it's where her younger sister lives.
That's really fascinating. On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with Dr. Meifeng Guo about her piece in The Conversation, which explains why Yang Shuangzi's winner of the International Booker Prize reveals a Taiwan that many Australians have never seen. Meifeng, it seems that this travelogue story creates a structure in which it's possible to draw out these issues about the indigenous Taiwanese culture and language compared to colonial language, whether that's Japanese or Mandarin. Is that right?
So this novel is a simple story. It's just talking about a Japanese female writer traveled to Taiwan in 1938 with one Taiwanese female interpreter. So they travel together around Taiwan, and this Taiwanese interpreter, you know, cook for this Japanese writer. The novel has 12 chapters, and each chapter is named by a local Taiwanese food. So this Japanese writer, in the very beginning, she asked the local people to show her about real Taiwanese food. in the end, you will find the Chinese food is mixed with Japanese. So you can't really, you know, clarify what is real Taiwanese food. So that is a lot of, you know, conversation in each chapter talking about, not just about the food, but also the memory, the language, you know, the people's love, people's pain.
Right, right. So the food becomes a vehicle for discussing all these complex issues of culture and language and history and memory.
Yes.
So obviously the book has been successful, and not just in Taiwan. The International Booker Prize is actually awarded to both the novelist and the translator. Mei Fan, I wonder if you could share with us your thoughts on the translation of the novel and what it's like as a book in English.
I find the translation is really beautiful. It can really open the door for the Australian readers, even they don't really fully understand Taiwan. The translator did a really incredible job to describe the very complicated relationship, the different language, when I read through the Chinese version and the English version, I find a little bit different. The Chinese version, I need to read twice.
Right, so you actually found it easier to read in the English translation than in the original Taiwanese Mandarin. That's fascinating.
It comes through very, very powerful. You know, two people come from a very different society and how they communicate with each other. So every time I read twice, and every time I have a very, very different reading experience. But English is more beautiful from my experience. I think that is quite interesting.
That is absolutely fascinating. Well, look, it's been great speaking about Taiwan Travelogue with you, Mei Fan, today. And I've got to say, if I was feeling guilty about not having read the novel at the beginning of the interview, now that I know that you've read it not only twice in two languages, but also twice in Taiwanese Mandarin, I feel even worse, but I still must read the novel. But thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra today.
Thank you very much.
And we were speaking there with Dr. Mei Fan Guo, who is the lecturer in contemporary Chinese culture and history at Macquarie University's School of International Studies. And the winner of the 2026 International Booker Prize is the novel, now translated into English, Taiwan Travelogue.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.